I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Salt Lake City. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Let's lock in.
This is unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for. The sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Making me nuts over here, Scott Mitchell. Making me go crazy. Making my brain having to work overtime.
I'm a little cray-cray.
That's okay. Yeah. Welcome back to the program. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, brought to you by G2G Bars, the protein bar that's refrigerated, no preservatives, tastes freaking fantastic.
Amazing.
Now new, proud presenting sponsors of Unrivaled right here. Local company, former Utah Ute baseball player, Ben Cahoon, who's just in studio today, on board also. It's a local company. Let's get it done. Man, they've got all those boxes of bars staring at us, too.
I know.
How do we split this up? Boy, we had a ton of people, by the way, who are now our best friends in the entire building. Hi, I haven't been up here yet, but I noticed you had something in here.
I'm taking a few bars home with me.
Yeah, man.
Of every single
Absolutely. Let's get this going. All right, let me go.
You gonna go first?
Well, no. Here's what we're gonna do. We gotta jump into the cut. This thing is gonna be crazy because we've got a true or false little game that Scott and I like to play with each other, and you can play right along as well. It's educational. We got to get the Spanish Flea music going on here, Jared. Let's dig in there. We got this thing. All right, let's start it off here. It's the cut right here at the top of the hour.
There we go. The unquestioned. Undeniable, unrivaled, top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
The cut presented by University of Utah Health. At University of Utah Health, you get the same great care that the Jazz, RSL, and the Utes all trust. Visit uofuhealth.org for more information. uofuhealth.org, proud sponsors of the cut. What did you just point at the screen for?
My screen was moving down.
Oh, don't go to the bottom.
I know. It
doesn't actually have any answers in it.
I wasn't.
It doesn't have any answers in it. I put the questions down there, but only I know the answer. So the game goes like this. Scott and I present each other with a true or false, and then the other person has to guess, and then we have some points that we're adding up for the end of the year. I don't know. The other person has to shave their chest or something. What are we talking about?
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. You want to start? You want me to start? You've got got more questions than I do.
Okay, so mine is in the vein of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Ah, okay.
Okay, Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Just had some guys inducted
this
weekend.
Yes, that happened this weekend. All right. True or false, the Green Bay Packers have the most Hall of Famers.
Ooh.
True or false?
Oh, man. They get the bump from people who shouldn't be in there, but they were there at the beginning and they're old. I'm going to say true, they have the most.
It is false.
Oh shoot!
I'll give you a redemption.
Okay.
Which team has
the Dallas Cowboys
the most? Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
All right, it's a good guess, but it's wrong.
What is it?
The Chicago Bears.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, they would be part. It's got to be somebody that's in that.
The old
NFL. So there you go. Okay. Can I go?
Please.
Mine are all NIL-based.
Okay.
Okay?
NIL-based.
Yeah, so they're going to be money. Because I've been just fascinated by this whole, watching this whole thing play out.
Of course.
The University of Miami quarterback. To be, because he's still not there yet.
Yeah.
Jaden Rashada has inked reportedly the largest NIL deal to date in the ballpark of what's being said to be $9.5 million, according to sources. Can you believe that?
I think that's
true. He's a four-star guy, by the way.
I think that's true.
No, that is true. Yeah. No, straight up.
Yeah.
True or false, the collegiate athlete dubbed the king of NIL is actually a football player from Norfolk State, Raekwon Smith, who has over 70 NIL endorsements.
Oh, wow. All right, so I got that one right? I said true.
That first part was true, and I wasn't a part of the question. True or false, the collegiate athlete that is the king of NIL is actually
that's
from
false.
Norfolk State,
that's
Raekwon
false.
Smith.
That's false.
Over 70 NIL endorsements.
False.
It is true. He's also
wait,
a track
so
star
did you
there.
Have two questions in there?
No, I was setting it up with Jaden Rashada. That's true about the $9.5 million.
Oh.
True or false? The guy who's the king of
the
NIL
guy with 70 has
is a linebacker out of Norfolk State.
So both of us are 0 for right now.
Yeah, we're swinging and missing, which is all good
right.
stuff. I love it.
True or false?
Yes.
The NFL started in Canton, Ohio.
Like the NFL, the place. I'm going to say false.
It's true.
It is.
That's where it originated. Was in
so like their offices,
Canton, Ohio. Yeah.
Let's make the commissioner and his staff move out of New York City and move to Canton, Ohio now. $70 million a year. Come
so
on, man.
So Canton, because Canton was the origination of the NFL, they petitioned to actually place the NFL or the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
And they actually had an original team in Canton, the original NFL team.
Bummer.
Just by way of information.
Okay. So we're still 0 for both of us.
Well, yeah, but I've only answered
one. Okay.
So now
you're still
0
for or not?
I'm still 0 for. You're 0 for 2. I'm 0 for 1. So percentage-wise, I'm less 0 for.
Now, this one's an interesting one here. We're both 0% currently.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this is true. I'm setting it up here with this. Because pro athletes, don't feel bad for them. It's not like they're stealing. Like
just ask me the question. Why are
well,
you?
Listen to this.
Okay.
Listen to this.
All right.
EA Sports alone have payouts to players' unions. You were part of this at some point. You got some money that was. And major sports like this, they have true or false, they can make up to $100,000, for example, for the NBA roster. If you're on an NBA roster, you get $100,000 just for being on NBA 2K video game.
So EA Sports or whatever, they pay players in unions.
So the EA Sports is like, Madden and all those guys. But I think the NBA 2K is a different company, but they are $100,000 per active player in the NBA.
So you just get $100,000 just for being on it. I'm going to say false.
It is false.
So I'm 1 for 2. I'm 50%.
It's $400,000 per player per year.
Ooh.
That's league.
A deal.
That is
a deal right there.
It's $1.1 million.
These are active basketball players.
If you're on the 15-man roster and you're on the EA Sports, you get $400,000 for being on the NBA 2K game. So there you go. Nice job. It was false. All right. It's $400,000, not $100,000.
True or false?
Yes.
Art McNally is the only in-game official to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
False.
That's true.
He's the only one?
The only.
When are we going to get Ed Hockley in there? Who's the first down? Who's that guy?
That's Red Cash.
He's not. Was he not good enough? Is he not good enough?
Oh, there have been some amazing officials.
They should enshrine Ed Hockley, and they should just have. But his bust is just an arm,
right?
Just a buff arm.
Yeah,
that's all they need. You know the guy.
And by the way, the NFL is the only Hall of Fame that actually inducts them as a player in the NFL.
Yeah.
The other leagues actually induct them on a team.
Oh, okay.
John Stockton would be the Utah Jazz.
Yeah. Scott, true or false?
So you're 0-3 right now, right?
But did I guess that? No, yeah, I got that one wrong.
You got that one wrong.
Nick Saban is
Are you tallying this,
Yeah,
Jeremy?
He is. He's got it right here. Right.
I have a bunch of X's next to your names.
Yeah. Nick Saban.
I only missed one so far.
No, I know. I have more X's than you do.
Oh.
Nick Saban is not the highest paid football coach in the land anymore. That's Kirby Smart now.
Okay.
And even Lincoln Riley. They've surpassed Nick Saban.
Oh.
They will stand to make more than $12 million in salary and incentives this year.
This year.
True or false, there are now 17 coaches who earn more than $9 million a year in college football.
So I'm going to say Brian Kelly, Mel Tucker, Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, Lincoln Riley.
Okay.
That's what, 5, 6? Mm-hmm. How many did you say, 13?
17.
Oh, ooh. I'm going to say that's true.
False.
Shoot.
Yeah.
I knew it was false. I looked at your eyebrows. Yeah, you trying to look
false. It is 11 coaches that make over $9 million a year, though. And it gets down there, actually. Like, it's 8.5. It's 8.5, 8.5, 8.5. Bunch of guys that are right there. So, there you go.
All right, you ready for this one?
Yeah, man.
All right, true or false? Bill Shaw is the
only
player.
False.
Enshrined in. He's the only player enshrined into the Professional Football Hall of Fame.
You're thrown off, too. False.
Who never played in the NFL.
False.
It's true.
Gosh dang it.
So he played his entire career in the AFL before the merger. So he
guys who people actually know? Can we talk about people that we actually know?
Oh,
isn't that more fun of the game when you hear of somebody and you actually know who they are?
I have someone. The next question.
I'm not interested anymore.
I actually have my next two questions.
You might recognize the next person.
You're going to know these people.
Bill Orlak.
You're
played guard for the 47 Bears.
You're kidding.
Get out of here. Your questions are garbage. your questions
you
suck.
You have not got one right today. Not one.
You've
not
only gotten one.
Well, I know, but you haven't got one.
Okay. All right, here we go. BYU and Aggie Ice Cream, Scott, are going to have competition this year in the dessert realm.
Oh, boy.
The University of Utah is beginning production of its own line of ice creams this fall with flavors that include the usual vanilla.
False.
Mint chocolate chip.
False.
Hold on.
False.
Oh, it's not. Okay. You want to go with false right now? We're not even through the question yet.
Okay,
we have only gotten through the. We're only getting to the part. And the Utah-themed red velvet cookie dough. That could be good. What's red velvet? Like, what do they make that out of?
It's
not actual chunks of velvet. It's like straight out of Hugh Hefner's.
It's actually a form of chocolate cake. Red velvet is.
Okay. So red velvet cookie dough, but we'll also feature NIL deals with Clark Phillips and a couple of other players. Phillips pick six flavor that will have a featured ingredients of brownies, walnuts, and then they also have the Swoop Scoop, which will be a burnt almond fudge. True or false?
This is the University of Utah? It's false.
It is false.
Yes.
It is false.
Do I have two questions right now?
Yeah, I got two now.
How many does Alex have? Zero?
Right or wrong? What are you asking here for?
Okay, true or false, okay, Alex?
Got it.
You know who David Baker is, right?
He's the big guy who shows up and inducts you into the Hall of Fame. Or
true
you.
Or false, is David Baker the executive director of the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Oh, true.
False.
Why?
He retired last year.
Oh, my God.
This year. Jim Porter just took
Jim
over.
Jim Porter. I told you to bring me a name that we'd recognize.
You knew who David
Jim Porter
Baker
you actually,
was.
Actually, come on.
You're 0 for.
Yeah, 0 for 4, right?
You're 0 for
5.
That's actually
5.
All of them?
Yeah, 5. Well, I'm plumb out of them too. So,
are you out of questions?
Yeah, screw you, buddy.
Oh, I got one more for you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. We'll go double or nothing on this.
Jeremy, mark it down for double.
If you get it.
If I
How
get
many
it.
Did I get right?
You got two.
Two of four?
So if you double zero, you still get zero. That's the problem.
All right. Marv Levy.
Levy.
And Bud Grant.
You know
who,
God.
You know who they are.
I know who Marv Levy is.
You don't know who Bud Grant
Bud
is?
Bud Grant, I'm not familiar
Bud
with.
Bud Grant is like a longtime coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Anybody who's played and knows anything about the NFL.
Was this the leather helmet era?
Knows Bud Grant. Okay?
Anybody knows who Bud Grant is?
True or
I
false?
I will walk out in this hallway right now and start yelling, Bud Grant died. And then people are going to go around and go, oh, is he your uncle? What are we talking about? Was he one of the people on the board at Bonneville? Like, what are we talking about here?
Wasn't he on, like, the Mary Tyler Moore show?
Bud Grant passed away.
Okay, Marv Levy and Bud Grant.
I'm out.
True or false?
I hate
this. Are they the only coaches... True or false, they're the only coaches enshrined in both
the collegiate and
the NFL Hall of Fame and the Canadian Football League Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
True or false?
I'm going to say false.
It's true.
Dang it. Jeez. Oh, you can double the X's, though?
Yeah.
We don't count wrongs. These count how many you got right.
No, you double or nothing.
I only had nothing up for it or double. Right. All right. Well, I hate both of you guys officially now.
Snake, and I don't like you.
Man, it's a good day today.
You're not allowed to do
I think you would have been I think you would have been better if you would have done Truth or Dare. I really do. I think you would have had a better success do Truth or Dare.
The good news is we don't have the webcam streaming in here, so I'm not going to have to take my shirt off in the studio with no cameras. That's good. We're not doing Truth or Dare in the studio.
What do you mean what do you mean I'm not good at this game?
It's not that you're not good. It's that we need recognizable people. You can't do this. Is like what my dad would do. He'd play Trivial Pursuit, but there were all the questions on the Trivial Pursuit that were like prior to 1970. He'd go,
So I need questions that the young millennial
more, that
will
live
know
a little
what
bit
to
more
answer.
In this area. By the way, my ideas for Utah ice cream, a pick six ice cream.
Yeah, no. They don't even have ice cream at the University of Utah.
I know. That's what I was saying. I was like, that's why the whole point of trying to set it up of saying they're getting into the game.
That's why I said false from the very beginning.
Hold on. Hit that USC music because it applies to Utah here. Buffy, I hear that the Aggies and the Cougars are still making ice cream. Do we still have the nuclear reactor underneath our building that we're working on? That's more our speed as an AAU school. Get him out of here. Scott. Don't do your
chuckle.
I'm
2 for 4 today.
Don't do your chuckle. All right. We've got the NFL roundup around the corner. I still want to play some of that sound out of BYU as well. So stay right here with us. Unrivaled continues. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.